is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Raging wildfires have killed at least six people in Hawaii. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson.
We've had many dwellings, businesses, structures that have been burnt, many of them to the ground.
County spokesperson Mahina Martin says thousands have evacuated.
We have opened multiple emergency shelters throughout the island to assist our residents. At this time, both fire areas are active. Our crews, it's all hands on deck.
There's no word on how many people have been injured, but the U.S. Coast Guard has rescued about a dozen people who jumped in the ocean to escape flames. FBI agents shot and killed a man in Utah today for making violent threats against President Biden. Reporter Pat Milton has more on Craig Robertson's posts.
Robertson allegedly made threats online, saying he was preparing his sniper rifle for Biden's trip to Utah this week. He also allegedly threatened former President Obama and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
X is in trouble for not complying with the feds in their investigation into former President Trump.
Recently unsealed information shows a judge held the social media company in contempt, ordered it to turn over the information, and issued a fine of $350,000 for the delay. The details also show the federal appeals court found probable cause to search the Twitter account for evidence of criminal offenses. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Today marks 100 days since writers went on strike in Hollywood. CBS's Jared Hill.
I never thought that we would be here at this point, not having even heard a negotiation in good faith from the studios.
The milestone matches the length of the bitter battle between the Writers Guild and the studios 15 years ago. But the WGA acknowledges there's no apparent end in sight this time. I do my
head. Attorneys say they are reviewing some complaints now from at least six more people against Lizzo. They reportedly worked with the pop star and have similar stories of inappropriate behavior as the former dancer suing the singer. And Robbie Robertson has died at 80. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
He's been called one of rock's greatest songwriters and musicians. As the guitarist and lead writer for the band, Robbie Robertson was not only on stage with the group, but he also worked on the soundtracks for several Martin Scorsese movies like The Departed and The Irishman. Robertson's manager says he died following a long illness, surrounded by his family.
He also made documentaries and toured with Bob Dylan. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A free speech expert has some issues with Boston's new rules for public comments at meetings. A new rule forbids attacks on people, groups, or organizations. Boston leaders say it's to prevent disorderly conduct at meetings. But a political scientist at UW-Madison tells Channel 8 in La Crosse that it sounds like it could be an unconstitutional infringement on freedom of speech. Wisconsin wildlife officials are reminding people to be careful when swimming or boating. At least nine people have died in Wisconsin lakes and rivers, including no fewer than five last weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says wear a life jacket whenever you're on a boat. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah!
so much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
You were always sure of yourself. Now I see you broken and pleasant. I
welcome, everybody.
We can cash it out together.
What I'd like to know is, have you ever recorded an encounter with police officers? Either your own or someone else's, someone that you know or a complete stranger. I'm curious about this one because this is a fairly recent phenomena, right? So I want to know, have you recorded any encounter with a police officer, either your own, someone else's that you know, or a complete stranger? Why or why not? Would you consider doing so now? 844-967-2789. Like, this wasn't a thing 15 years ago, right? Like, people weren't walking around with, like, one-touch video cameras. And now folks are. And I think it's having an impact. So if you're a person that has recorded yourself, please call in. If you've recorded someone else, call in and tell me about this. 844-967-2789. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Recording police encounters. Do you have personal experience? Also, a couple of programming and public service announcements. First of all, Anya and I are pumped when y'all call with female lead singer or female-led bands or female great artists that need to be elevated on our show. Yes. Please keep bringing that. But do not call with that.
Don't call me.
Don't call me. I'll call you. No, if you've got suggestions for tunage on the Maggie Dawn Show, please do feel free to text us or watch us live on our Facebook stream, and then you can comment on the show, and we will hook it up and hopefully give you a shout out. So keep those suggestions coming, just not on the telephone. All right. Also, Civic Media, we are still trying to help out with a blood drive, and here is the shtick. You will qualify for a prize package, as I understand things, if you take a photo that basically you donating blood or with your filled pint or whatever, and you put it up on social and hashtag Civic Pints. This will qualify you for some fun things. Am I getting this mostly right, Anya?
You're getting this absolutely right. If you go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, there's going to be a form there. You can put your information in that photo through. And guess what? Good things come to those who donate. If you donate before the end of this month, we are still giving away state fair tickets, is my understanding. We're still giving away Brewers tickets, and there is Civic Media swag bags. You want one of these. I don't know what's in it, but you want it. It's good stuff.
I'm going to have to donate blood so I can find out what's in your Civic Media swag bag. Like, I am intrigued. It's also just the right thing to do. I am a regular blood donor. I think I've got that blood. Is it O positive? That's like the universal blood type. whenever I can, I cough it up. So you should too. I love it. What is it? Those who, what was the line? I love that.
Oh, good things come to those who donate. Cause I was going to say, good things come to those who wait, but if you wait too long, August will be over and your blood will still have value, but not to us. So
right. No swag bag value,
no swag bag, no tickets, but you know, get out there, give blood. It'll be great.
So today the topic I threw out there is, have you recorded interactions with the police? Why or why not? Right. Did you always do this if you're a younger person? Right. And the reason that I'm asking the question is that there was a super interesting article in the Washington Post about this, and I'm going to tell you about it. But please, I want to hear from you about your experiences. 844-967-2789. We've got an unnamed texter that says that they recorded police interactions on a regular basis during the Wisconsin uprising. Well, yeah, right? Like, I went to some of those marches, the Black Lives Matter marches in Milwaukee, and I saw a lot of folks doing that because you have exactly two values coming together again, if I can put it in terms that hopefully we can at least agree, express things in positive value-based terms. And the first one is First Amendment expression, right? We're dissatisfied with the police and we're going to take to the streets to express that. That is as American as it gets, right? But on the other hand, generally business and neighborhood desire to not have their lives disrupted too much and to be sure that crime doesn't happen. But boy, did that play out in a whole bunch of different ways. And I think we've all seen video, regardless of what our political views about the Black Lives Matter movement may be, that I think is really disturbing when it comes to any group of people in the United States trying to express their First Amendment rights. So that was my first experience with people recording police interactions and me being proximate to that. What is your experience? 844-967-2789. This one, I think, is a really complicated question. I think, you know, any cop that's interacting with a member of the public, particularly in a public place, hey, that's fair game, right? Like, you're out on a public street, people can record you. I also think that when people know that they're being watched, in general, all else being equal, right? People tend to do their jobs differently. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about this Washington Post article, which came out, I believe, yesterday. And we just didn't have time in yesterday's show to get to this. And I just, it's a very interesting article because basically there's a whole bunch of folks out there that now basically are doing this as almost a job. So it's not necessarily the case that they happen to end up adjacent to a situation where someone's having a police encounter. It's not that they're videotaping their own police encounter, although some of these people started that way. But there is a whole cottage industry, apparently mostly on YouTube, but it gets picked up by other social media channels where people are recording other people's interactions with the cops. And sometimes trying to provide legal advice to the people that are having the interaction with the police officers. Things like, you don't have to give them your ID, right? Like, it goes from on the aggressive side of the spectrum. So, and they call these folks First Amendment auditors. And what they're talking about is, hey, people have a right to.